You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Skirm, Matt Wilhelm, and the kid. We'll bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, for the bi-week awards edition of the Friday Forecast. Dino, what you got?
All right, guys, here we go. We've got, let's see, five here for you. Let's start on the forecast.
Number one.
Gentlemen, who is your Browns offensive MVP? There we go. Here, the kid. Now you can hear me. Who is the Browns offensive MVP at the bye week?
Ooh, that is an ugly, ugly question.
No, it's not.
Wait till you hear number two.
Stop it right now.
The only answer is Barnage. The answer is Barnage, I guess, is the only possibility.
I'm going to go Barnage as well. I've written these down, so they're there in advance. And if you think number one is an ugly question, kid, wait till you hear number two. But go ahead, Nathan.
Come on, guys. In the words of my friend Rob Schwartz, as imitated by Ryan Novak, come on, guys. Guys, it's not that bad here on the offensive side of the football. This is a team that has set records for the Cleveland football Browns, so let's not get too down on them. Big Play Garrett's having a heck of a season. 7 touchdowns, over 660 yards. I think Big Play Garrett is the clear offensive MVP.
Can you give honorable mention? Well, I can't even give it to Travis Benjamin because he kind of tailed off there for a few weeks.
No, but he went over 100 yards last week with Johnny, so I would say Travis Benjamin.
Yeah,
I would give Travis Coons an honorable mention.
He missed 2 extra points.
Josh McCown an honorable mention. Duke Johnson, when utilized properly, an honorable mention.
All right, now, this is the tougher one.
Number two.
Who is your Browns defensive MVP at the bye week?
None of the above. I guess I mean, just stretching a little bit here, maybe because he's represented by the Agents of the Stars, but Desmond Bryant's had a decent, good start to the season.
Called Desmond Bryant the MVP of the defense?
Yeah, he
Who
did.
Who else are you going to call?
All right, here, I'll go. Okay, so what I wrote down, and that's why I said number two is a much more of a uglier question, I put N-A, not applicable, and then I put like a line, and then I said, simply, as a stretch to name a couple players, I put, could Carlos Dansby and his 2 picks against the Broncos, the one for a touchdown, potentially be MVP type-ish? Or the other name I put down, Armonte Bryant, because he leads the team in sacks.
Wow, we're grasping at straws.
We are grasping. Go ahead, Nate.
I don't think that there is a defensive MVP of this team. I don't think there's one guy that's really stood out. I'm going to go with a guy who I think has been the most consistent week in and week out, who has performed at a very solid level week in and week out, and that's Kaywan Williams. And that just tells you all you need to know based on what you said, the kid, what you said, Matt Wilhelm, what I just said. That tells you all you need to know when you're thinking about the state of this defense.
All right, guys. Now,
number three.
Which Browns players do you think should make the Pro Bowl?
Gary Barnage. That's it.
Gary Barnage, that's it. Okay,
that's it.
I was like, dot, 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 dot. Okay,
no,
keep going.
No.
I think Barnage is in consideration to go to the Pro Bowl and most likely will, because the Patriots will probably represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So I'll say Barnage. I think Joe Thomas will go and I'm not trying to say he does not deserve. I think Joe Thomas will go because in this category, in the way in which the votes go down, the players have the majority vote and will get Joe Thomas in. And the other guy that I think that has an opportunity to go would be Andy Lee.
I'm going to say Big Play Gary Barnage. And I'm going to say Andy Lee. And that's it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, now.
Number four.
What's the play of the year to this point?
I guess the bomb from Johnny to beat Tennessee.
Yep. I wrote it down. I put Johnny spin out throw to Benjamin against the Tennessee Titans.
All right, this is what you're talking about. I grabbed it here. I had a feeling that would be a nominee.
They bring a man in motion. It's Gabriel.
Just to refresh everyone.
In the backfield, Duke Johnson. Shotgun for Manziel. Tennessee jumping up the middle. Here's Johnny. Bootlegs out to the left. Looking down the field. Going to throw one down for Benjamin. He's there. He's got it. And he's running in. Touchdown!
Rabbit does it again.
And I nominate for AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Travis Benjamin. Does anyone second?
Listening to the passion. The passion.
Yes.
Of Jim Donovan right there. The excitement, that seems like a long time ago. The Browns got to 1-1 on that day with that bomb. I'm going to go with a different play. I'm going to go with the play that the NFL Network chose as the play of the year thus far. And that's big play, Gare's catch
yes.
with his feet against the Baltimore Ravens.
You mean this one?
Third down. Here comes the blitz. He's got to get rid of this. He's going to fire it towards the end zone. Barnage up in the air, and he battles for the ball, and he's got it in his lap. He's right on the goal line. No signal yet with the Browns offensive linemen all around him. Still, they're waiting for the call. Barnage made an incredible catch in his lap. Touchdown, Browns!
Well, he was laying on his back. He reached across. I don't know if anybody had touched him yet. They hit him before he went down.
Rolling on the field is a touchdown.
Touchdown, and for the first time today, the Browns lead, but hang on.
I had a great vantage point for that one. I was right there, and sure enough, he caught it right between his legs. Big play, Gare, getting it done. I mean, who else this year has caught a touchdown with their feet?
Were you the first high five post touchdown for Gary Barnage? Because you're just that close.
Stop it! I was the first one to signal touchdown. I do know that. That is a fact. I was telling the referee. I said, "Mr. Referee, that's a touchdown, baby."
All right, guys, and finally here on the Friday forecast,
number five.
Call your shot tomorrow at the Shoe on Senior Day, Ohio State, Michigan State.
Well, I think Las Vegas is telling you something here, putting Ohio State as a 13-point favorite. And one of my favorite guys on Twitter, the real Chuck D, has recommended that I go to the window, and I will be going to the window with the Ohio State University Buckeyes, 35, the Michigan Spartans, 13.
Wow.
Attaboy, kid.
A blowout.
Attaboy.
God.
Was that hard for you to say, the kid?
Not in this case because, Sparty annoys me a lot as well. So,
and this is so you have us blowing out a team that dealt that team up north such a dominant victory.
Hardly a dominant victory, Matt Wilhelm.
As I said, I think I've been fair and balanced the whole year. I said that I believe that Ohio State is the most talented team.
Yes, you
I
have.
Don't believe,
Since week
I don't
one.
Believe that Michigan has the talent to play with Ohio State.
Your quarterback will be the demise of you guys next week.
He's improved quite a bit, though, and I give a lot of credit to Harvey.
So has Johnny. We'll see how many games he wins in the last six.
So has Johnny.
Oh, Wilhelm. That was brutal.
What?
Good God.
Is it true?
Wilhelm bomb.
Wilhelm basically compared Rudock to Johnny Manziel.
That's my first dynamite drop-in.
That was
dynamite drop-in money.
Michigan right now is front seven, Wilhelm. We lost our starting nose guard 2 weeks ago, and it showed last week.
Oh, here come the excuses.
Next year. We'll get him next year.
All right.
We will get him next year.
Here's my shot. I'm going to have the Buckeyes winning, not as decisively. I think a lot is going to hang in the wings of how healthy Connor Cook is, because Michigan State and Mark D'Antonio is built around running the football and playing great defense. Where have we heard that before? And I just think that, as you said, kid, the talent and
merciless
skill
today.
Yes. Sorry, it's Friday. the talent and skill level of Ohio State will shine through. We'll probably start a little slow, knowing it's the big stage and very important these last three are. But I've got it 34-24 Bucks.
All right, I believe
I can fly.
I can touch the sky. I believe that this, as you said, the kid, it just seems to me in a game of this magnitude, why is this spread so big? It seems like they're begging you to bet Sparty, which means the Buckeyes win in a rout. I'm going to call it by the final score of 35-17 Buckeyes.
So we have a 35-10, 35-17. Is that what you guys had?
I had 35-13.
35-13, sorry. Oh, there you go. Okay, either way.
Yeah, it gives Sparty an extra field goal.
What do you say, Dino?
Ohio State 31, Michigan State 17.
Okay.
Ooh, just squeaking in over the numbers just a little bit, just a teeny bit. That's right.
What's that, that window you guys keep talking about? It's that secret window. I'll have to find that one day, guys.
And also, I'd like to make a little side note for those that are interested. I do believe the Blue is going to have all they can handle up in Happy Valley.
You know what, kid? I was just going to go there. I was going to say, you know, some shekels, our shekels minus or plus the spread are still in effect. We'll have to do that at the end of the year. I've taken essentially everybody either plus or minus the points versus Michigan all year. So we'll have to settle our series of $5 bets. But I do think they're going to have their hands full tomorrow as well.
I'm just hoping they could sneak it out. It would be great for the rivalry.
Oh, it would. It would.
To be on the line.
It would.
That would be fantastic. All right, we're going to come back. Final thoughts here. The Browns, of course, on a bye this Sunday. Our final thoughts. Your Wilhelm Kidd, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.